1 year ago, I started trauma therapy. 17 years after the accident and the resulting life changes that caused my PTSD. Among my symptoms, some of which have significantly decreased or even disappeared thanks to therapy, are severe anxiety, difficulty thinking and concentrating, depression, including emotional numbness and lack of motivation, and a tic disorder. PTSD is short for post-traumatic stress disorder and is triggered by experiencing or witnessing a traumatic event such as physical or sexual assault, an accident, the unexpected death of a loved one, war, or a natural disaster. Every person deals with stress differently, and only some people will develop PTSD after a traumatic event. The changes of the brain and symptoms can vary between individuals also, but there are observable patterns that can be understood and treated. Some studies even suggest that early intervention may prevent some symptoms altogether. According to some sources, we still don't fully understand PTSD, but there are some logical explanations for what's going on in the brain. I want to read out one of them, which is quite straightforward, although I think it's important to remember that the condition is more complex than that. This explanation is mainly taken from the website of a project called Brainline. The amygdala, a part of the brain, triggers our natural alarm system. When we experience a disturbing event, it sends a signal that causes a fear response. Those with PTSD tend to have an overactive response, so something harmless could instantly trigger panic. When the amygdala is overactive, it's hard to think rationally. The prefrontal cortex, another part of the brain, helps us think through decisions. Observe how we're thinking and put on the brakes when we realize something we first feared isn't actually a threat after all. Our prefrontal cortex helps regulate emotional responses triggered by the amygdala. In people with PTSD, the prefrontal cortex doesn't always manage to do its job when needed. The good news is that it's not completely irreversible. Since my trauma therapy, I have become much better at solving problems, for example. Things feel less overwhelming compared to the past, when even simpler tasks felt like solving a complicated math formula. Sometimes I like to compare myself to a pot with a lid on it. My lid has been lifted, and all the steam that clouded my brain can finally escape. I'm not angry with the neurologist from my text either, although I was. Besides being a sexist comment, I felt invalidated after my visit. But what did it show me? That there's a lack of knowledge and awareness around PTSD. I'm most thankful, actually, to the online community, due to which I was able to search for reasons that match my symptoms, which led me to seek a therapist who is specialized in trauma and who could help me.